Good morning, my name is Kevin, and this is Edgar, and Edgar will be the interviewer and I'll be the artist using Pollock. So, let's begin.
Good morning, Mr. Pollock. My name is John, and I'll be your interviewer.
Good day, Mr. John. We can start whenever you're ready.
So, Mr. Pollock, you're a well-known abstract artist that currently lives in Springs, New York. Anything else you would like to add?
Yes, John, that is indeed correct. I'm an abstract artist, although I would like to add the fact that I was born in Cody, Wyoming.
Wyoming, wonderful place. I've been to Jackson Valley. It's really beautiful. Named after you by any chance?
Oh yes, it's a beautiful place indeed. Sadly, it's not named after me. I might have been named after it.
Mr. Pollock, in all my years being an interviewer, I found that all great abstract painters have their own idea or definition of abstract art. What is abstract art to you?
To me, abstract art is more than just art. It's the way to express my feelings. As I want to express my feelings rather than to illustrate them.
So, Mr. Pollock, you use abstract painting to express your thoughts specifically. What technique do you use to create these abstract paintings?
In most of my paintings, I use strip painting technique. Mostly, I use sticks to create a drip effect. I also use broken glass pieces, strings, and sands to be able to express my feelings deeply. Sometimes, I pour the paint straight out of the can.
Is there a specific way you paint your painting that is different from others?
I paint on the floor, so I can work on four sides easily, like the Indian sand painter from the West.
So, Mr. Pollock, what is the message behind your paintings?
All of my paintings are based on my way of thinking about life. And it can express it through my paintings.
Why do you choose to work so messily and randomly?
I can control the flow of the paint, as there is no accident, just as there is no beginning and no end. I don't think that my paintings are random and messy. Paintings have the life of its own, and I try to let it come through.
Mr. Pollock, in the painting Blue Poles, they have a mix of colors. White, dark blue, gray, orange, yellow, tangerine, and navy blue for the poles. These colors are somehow striking and intriguing. The way you splatter the paints all over the painting suggests to the audience that the painting has a restless mood. Is that right, Mr. Pollock?
Yes, that is indeed correct, John. I was indeed restless while I painted this.
Whose methods do you think are similar to yours?
A lot of people like to say my drip painting technique is to express my feelings. I myself believe that it's an excellent technique to use when artists want to express their feelings in art.
Would you compare your works to the others?
Like all artists, I believe that comparing artwork is wrong, especially if it's an abstract one. Artwork is where an artist expresses feelings or illustrates them. I don't think that there is right to compare one's feeling to another. It's simply not right.
Mr. Pollock, what do you think of modern art nowadays?
To me, modern art is nothing more than an expression of age that we're living in.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Pollock.
It's a pleasure meeting you, John, and you're welcome.
So, ladies and gentlemen, abstract art is a painting or sculpture that does not look like a person and a thing in the natural world or reality. Or an extremely exaggerated way you paint a certain form. It began in 1911 and has created lots of art movements ever since. We just had an interview from the famous abstract artist, Mr. Pollock. Thank you for listening.